Well, with plenty of sunshine expected this weekend, you can expect to see some second crop alfalfa to be harvested as well. I tried to get an update on just how this quality feed has been going so far this year from Jamie Patton out of Shawano County.
The first cutting went really well. Actually, I know some farmers are actually just closing up first cutting, but the farmers that I talked to across the county, we're looking at an excellent first crop harvest, so pretty good quality, and we're over two, in some of the fields, well over 2 tons per acre for that first cutting, so we're sitting kind of pretty in some areas for that first crop. Second crop is starting to come off, and so although the corn doesn't like this nice cool weather, the alfalfa does, and so it looks like we're hopefully in many areas going to have a good hay year.
But it does look like the corn's going to get some cooperative weather with some heat and humidity expected to come in next week. Now, as far as the price of corn, it's been going down for almost 2 years. It peaked with the drought of 2012 and has been declining ever since. Now, last year, the nation's farmers brought in the largest corn crop ever. And again, even though we've had some isolated pockets here in Wisconsin, nationwide, this could again be a very big harvest. And because of that, ag economist Darrell Good feels we are going to have some pretty good numbers.
The market expects that yield will be larger than the USDA forecast of 165.3 bushels. An average yield of 170 bushels, for example, would produce a crop 390 million bushels larger than the USDA projection,
which could get us a pretty large crop. But Good also feels that demand might be up for corn for 2015. That's why he thinks that we'll probably average around 375 a bushel for the rest of this year and early 2015.
A large crop points to a continuation of a large residual use of corn, and record livestock profit margins could generate at least a modest expansion in livestock production. Similarly, corn used for ethanol production could exceed the USDA projection of 5.05 billion bushels if ethanol exports continue to be supported by favorable ethanol prices relative to gasoline prices.
Well, over the past 10 years, the presence of women in agriculture has increased by 14%. And according to Farm Bureau Leadership Committee Chair Terry Gilbert, there's a good reason why women are getting more involved in a specific segment of agriculture.
There are women who are getting into farming to do specialty type farming. A lot of women are involved in the vegetable and fruit area that is reaching that local market. Everybody wants to know their farmer, know their food, and know where their food comes from. And I think a lot of women are getting into farming, answering that need.
But Gilbert says women are facing some obstacles and would like to see more women in leadership roles. Well, we're leading the way on blocks and barrels as they pick up another 2 cents, putting the blocks at 202 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Barrels now at 206 a pound, and AA butter gained 6 cents to 245 a pound. Class 3 prices, July up a nickel to 21.51, September up 7 to 20.42, while October dropped a nickel to 19.95. Board of Trade, September corn up a penny and a quarter to 3.79 and one half cent per bushel. December prices to 3.87 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for August down 12 and a half cents at 11.74 and three quarters of a cent. September down 11 to 11.10 and one half cent per bushel. Reviewing our livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 107 to 122. Most of the slaughter cows, 84 to 106. Replacement bull calves, 220 to 360. Heifer calves, 175 to a top of 320. Barrels and gilts, 75 to 86. And market lambs, 150 and down. And that's your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.